This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebwing Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. Carla Peck appeared in court Friday, January 23rd, facing felony charges, including operating while intoxicated, third offense, and lying to a police officer. She formally waived her right to a preliminary examination and a decision confirmed by the court as voluntary and understanding. The prosecution offered a plea deal. If Ms. Peck pleads guilty to OWI 3rd and lying to a peace officer, other charges will be dismissed. Her case has been bound over to the circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for March 2nd at 9 a.m. A 61-year-old Applegate man's expected to face charges following a single vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on an icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January 21st after a 2009 Chevy Silverado left the roadway and overturned in a north side ditch. Investigators said that the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for treatment. Officials have not released details of the severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing seat belts and the airbags did not deploy. Authorities say alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash. Charges are pending as the investigation continues and names have not been released. Michigan Democrats have introduced a set of bills called the Kids Over Clicks package aimed at reducing the risk children face on social media platforms. State Senator Kevin Hurdle said that legislation responds to widespread concerns from parents, noting more than 90% of U.S. parents worry about their children's online safety. The proposed laws would impose new regulations on tech companies accused of designing addictive algorithms that fuel excessive screen use and expose minors to data collection and targeted advertising. The package would give parents expanded control over their children's digital experiences, including the ability to manage privacy settings, restrict online purchases, monitor social media activity, and set daily time limits. Another provision would block access to AI-driven chatbots for minors in Michigan. Supporters say the plan aims to strengthen data privacy and curb exploitive online practices that target young users. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back with your obituaries today. We have two. Doris Jean Hesley Hagden, 92, of Harbor Beach, passed away Thursday, January the 22nd. She was born January 2, 1934, in Detroit. Doris and Charles Hagden were united in marriage on September 19, 1953, in Kindy. Doris is survived by her children, Jeannie Quinn, Robert Hagden, Nancy Seaman, Paul Hagden, and Diane Hagden, as well as her 14 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. A funeral mass for Doris will be on Thursday, January 29th at 11:30 at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery, and visitation for Doris will be Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Thursday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11:30 a.m. Memorials may be given to the Family Discretionary Fund, and you can share your memories at ramseyfh.com. Vita Chrisman, known as Vicky, age 80, passed away on January 22nd. She was born May 12, 1945, in Detroit, Michigan. Vicky adored her pets and is survived by her husband of 50 years, Jeff Chrisman, her children Barbara, Robert, and Jeffrey, her 6 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. A celebration of her life will be held January 30th at Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And we'll return right after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. A fatal shooting involving federal immigration agents in Minneapolis has ignited nationwide debate over law enforcement tactics. The incident, which resulted in death of a 37-year-old nurse, has prompted calls for a full investigation from high-profile figures and local officials. Body cam footage and video analysis are currently being reviewed by state investigators. The incident has led to increased tensions between the federal government and state leadership, with the Minnesota governor calling for a reevaluation of federal presence in the state. And the Israeli military has announced a significant operation in Gaza to locate the final remaining hostage, Ron Gavelli. This move comes amid tense pressure from international mediators to transition into the second phase of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. The return of Gavelli is seen as the final hurdle to opening the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. While Israeli officials say the operation could take days, Hamas has accused Israel of using the search as a pretext to delay the ceasefire's progression. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. As well as Bresky Siding Building Repair, call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.